This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, March 25th. I'm Patricia Naft. Divers have located the bodies of all five victims of Saturday's plane crash in Ridgway Reservoir. The bodies are still trapped inside the wreckage of the plane, which is sitting beneath about 70 feet of water. The divers could not recover the bodies because the plane is so severely damaged and buried in 2 to 3 feet of silt on the bottom of the reservoir. An aviation salvage team from Greeley is coming on Wednesday to retrieve the plane and the bodies. The plane was headed to Montrose when it crashed around 1:50 p.m. on Saturday. Witnesses say they heard the engine sputtering and then cut out before the plane crashed into the water. The victims have not been identified yet, but various newspapers in Alabama are reporting that the plane was registered to an aviation company in Gadsden, Alabama. There's no word on the cause of the crash. 25 teachers in Delta County Public Schools lost their jobs on Friday. The school department is facing a nearly $2 million budget shortfall due to declining student enrollment and increased health care and pension costs. On October 1, 2013, enrollment was down by 100 students over the previous year, and the district expects another 100 students to leave Delta County next year. For each student that moves away, the district loses $6,300 in funding. To cope, the school district is combining classrooms and eliminating teaching positions in every community. There were 4 teachers in Delta who lost their jobs, 6 full-time and 1 half-time teacher in Cedar Edge, 4 in Hotchkiss, 5 full-time and 1 half-time in Paonia, and 5 in Crawford. Kurt Clay, the assistant superintendent, says nearly all of those teachers will be able to stay in the district by moving into other available positions. But there might be some cases where a teacher's not qualified to take the position that's available and they will be out of a job. Kurt says the district is going to cut non-teaching staff too, but the school board won't decide on that until May. He also said approximately 5 administrators will lose their jobs. No one is taking a pay cut. Child advocates say more children continue to live in poverty in Colorado than during the recession. Binta Birkeland has more from the state capitol.
The nonprofit Colorado Children's Campaign released new data on Monday on the health and well-being of the state's children. It says 18% of children lived in poverty in 2012, the most recent year for figures.
I was surprised about the numbers when we found out.
Chris Watney is the president of the Children's Campaign. She says the numbers show that the state struggled to recover from the recession.
Because we have a lot of policy that doesn't allow us to reinvest in our services and programs, many of those supporting kids. So things like TABOR.
TABOR is the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, which restricts state spending and requires tax increases to go to a vote of the people. Governor John Hickenlooper thinks children are faring better now that the recovery is accelerated, but admits that Colorado lost a lot of good-paying jobs.
We have, as a state, as a country, an obligation to try and figure out how do we replace those middle-class jobs. They're going to be different jobs, but they've got to try and find more jobs to pay at that same level.
The report ranks the state's 25 most populated counties on overall child well-being. Douglas, Elbert, and Broomfield counties are listed as the top 3 for overall child health. Adams, Montezuma, and Denver counties round out the bottom 3. I'm Benta Birkeland at the state capitol.
Amtrak's Southwest Chief Rail Line in southeastern Colorado is in need of major repairs. Updates to the track are expected to be in the millions, and a measure is moving through the State House to try and find ways to finance the project. As Benta Birkeland reports, it's part of a multi-state collaboration to save the rail line.
The Southwest Chief Line runs through the towns of Lamar, La Junta, and Trinidad. It's part of a longer passenger route stretching from Chicago to Los Angeles.
The train will continue to slow down. The train is already operating more slowly now than it did 5 years ago through there.
That's Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri. The train runs on older tracks owned by the Burlington Northern and Santa Fe Railway. A plan is currently in the works for Amtrak, BNSF, and the states of Colorado, New Mexico, and Kansas to split the $200 million cost of upgrading and maintaining the tracks in those states. Colorado's portion would be $40 million.
There are some state funds that could be used.
Democratic Representative Leroy Garcia of Pueblo is sponsoring House Bill 1161. It would create a commission to study the issue over the next year. Garcia also wants the commission to look at adding a stop in Pueblo and possibly Walsenburg.
We look at this as an avenue to continue to advocate for the Southwest Chief, and specifically in southern Colorado and southeastern Colorado, where it has a huge economic impact. There's more of a regional and state perspective on how this should be solved. I think that's really to be a benefit, because there's not one approach that's going to solve the solution for everyone.
The bill has bipartisan support and easily cleared the House with little debate. Republican Senator Larry Crowder is a co-sponsor of the measure. He says keeping the line in Colorado is critical.
The gist of the thing is now the Amtrak is attempting to reroute that due to the condition of the track. But I'm of the opinion if we lose this Amtrak line, we will not get it back.
That's something Amtrak doesn't want to do, but officials say it may have no other choice but to redirect the route to existing tracks in Kansas and Texas. And while there's strong support in Colorado for preserving the line, finding money for it is another issue. Some lawmakers say Amtrak should foot the entire bill. Republican Representative Don Corum of Montrose isn't convinced the law ever be sustainable.
It would take decades to make that thing viable, and I think there's probably better ways that that community and the state of Colorado could spend their money.
Republican Representative Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling agrees.
It's always a concern to me when we try to help and subsidize an already losing proposition, not only from the national level, but the state level. We may continue to put money into a sinking hole.
A study from Colorado State University Pueblo shows that the Southwest Chief line serves about 13,000 passengers in Colorado each year, half of whom are from out of state. Governor John Hickenlooper says freight could help pay for some of the costs.
But we also don't know how much other freight going across that line. In other words, who's going to share the maintenance costs and what are those maintenance costs? That's the part that's most concerning.
Hickenlooper says the railway is hugely important to southern Colorado, and he's open to finding a funding solution.
Well, we've got to be responsible. We can't just, you know, no one gave us a blank check over here.
And if Colorado, New Mexico, or Kansas fails to come up with their share of the money, the whole proposal falls apart. Colorado's bill to create a commission now heads to the state Senate. New Mexico officials have set aside money to study the legal and economic benefits of maintaining the line, but the governor there has been skeptical. Kansas is also looking at the issue. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Stay tuned for the Tuesday Morning Music Mix with Ashley. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.